Brilliance Audio presents Trophy Life by Leah Geller. Performed by Amy Landon. To Mitch, who makes it all possible. Part 1. Summer. 1. When you're making your husband's green smoothie and forget to put the lid on the blender, and you're crouched on the counter staring up at the oozing ceiling when the housekeeper shows up and is standing under you, it's a good idea to be wearing underwear. I was not. "Why don't you let me make Mr. Jack's breakfast?" Sandra asked, her eyes, thankfully, fixed on the ceiling. "I'm fine," I said, desperately swabbing away at the green juice that had started to drip down while trying to keep my knees pressed firmly together. "I've got this." I looked over at the clock. 7:55. I had 5 minutes to clean it up before Jack walked in. 7 years ago, when I first saw this kitchen, Jack's kitchen, I thought it looked like heaven. Everything was white on top of white, adorned with more white. At first, I didn't understand why a compulsively neat person would want to decorate in white. But I soon realized that white kitchens and white bathrooms allowed people like Jack to eradicate dirt before it got too comfortable, before it settled in. The green glob was doing more than settling in. It was threatening to take over. The mop was useless, or perhaps I was, because all I was succeeding in doing was moving the smoothie around the ceiling, increasing the downpour of blended kale, handful, cucumber, 1/4, almond milk, 1/2 cup, shelled hemp seed, 2 teaspoons, and blueberries, 1 dozen. I wiped some juice out of my eyes, wincing as I remembered adding the pinch of cayenne that Jack said was good for memory. Sandra forced herself to look at me. She often had to force herself to look at me. "You okay, Agnes?" she asked as I stood on the counter, my eyes now squeezed shut, mop overhead. Drip. "I'm fine," I moaned. "Damn, that cayenne burned." "I'm here early anyway," she said. "It's no problem for me to make it." "Yeah, I get that." Drip. It might not have been a problem for Sandra to whip up Jack's daily green smoothie, in addition to all the other cooking she was doing for us. But I wanted to make this smoothie. I needed to make this smoothie. I needed to do one thing in this heavenly kitchen, other than sit at the island and eat what was given to me.
"You don't have much time,"
she said, unspooling a heap of paper towels.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?